you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, September 28th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Porter Ranch residents are in for some money for their problems that arose from the Aliso Canyon Natural Gas Storage Field when there was a massive blowout nearly 6 years ago in the foothills above their neighborhoods. Attorneys suing the Southern California Gas Company on behalf of alleged victims have announced a settlement that could end up costing the utility up to $1.8 billion to settle 400 lawsuits. The plaintiffs number more than 35,000. They claim personal injury, wrongful death, and property loss from the methane and other chemicals that poured into the air for 4 months. KPCC's Sharon McNary has been following their saga from the beginning.
The Aliso Canyon blowout had already cost the company more than $1.6 billion. So this settlement for $1.8 billion more gives the company some certainty as it moves forward from an incident that an independent analysis found was caused by a lack of maintenance and some poor decisions.
The settlement will need the approval of 97% of the plaintiffs by June 1st to become final. Voters in California will receive a ballot in the mail for all future elections. That's because Governor Newsom has just signed a bill to make permanent the pandemic policy of sending ballots to all registered voters. Cap Radio's Chris Nichols has more.
The practice of mailing all registered voters a ballot started in 2020 and continued for this year's recall election. Newsom and Democratic state lawmakers described it at the time as a safety measure, so that Californians could avoid in-person voting during the pandemic. Republican lawmakers oppose the practice, saying only those who request a mail ballot should receive one. Voting by mail is commonplace in the Golden State. Even before 2020, the vast majority of votes cast in California were by mail. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
Governor Newsom has also signed a bill requiring workers in the garment industry to be paid by the hour rather than for each piece of clothing they produce. The bill is the first in the country to get rid of piecework compensation, but there is an exception for places covered by collective bargaining agreements. Supporters say some employees have taken advantage of piece rate compensation in order to pay workers below minimum wage. The California Chamber of Commerce predicts the law will put some employers out of business or cause them to move out of California. There's been a lot of talk about why Texas is more attractive than California. A lower cost of living and less regulation are among the reasons. A new Stanford University study comparing the two states is adding to the debate. For example, Texas has no state income tax, while California has one of the highest rates. California spends more than Texas on education, health care, and other government services. So is the quality of life better in the Golden State or in the Lone Star State? One of the co-authors of the Stanford study says that depends on what is important to folks.
If you had a child that had asthma, right, you might be more concerned about, you know, buying a house in a California city where average air quality is rough a lot of the time. But, you know, if you're really concerned about climate change, then you might not want to move to Texas where, right, there's much, much less going on at the state level in terms of passing policies that would dent in carbon dioxide emissions.
That's Sheila Olmsted, a government and environment professor at the University of Texas. She says that it is true that more Californians are moving to Texas, but it'll take more research to figure out who is making the move and why. Today will be cool with valley temperatures well below average for this time of year at the beaches, mid-60s, in the LA Basin coastal valleys, the IE, and inland Orange County. It'll be in the low to mid-70s. The Antelope Valley will be breezy and much cooler than yesterday, upper 60s to mid-70s. The low desert communities will reach the low to mid-90s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.